We continue today in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim in the 14th perek with lesson number 55. 14th perek, Mishnah 6 and 7. Perek Yudalid, Mishnah Vov, and Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Vov. We learned some time ago, back in the 12th perek, Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Vov, about a machlokes between Rabban Gamliel and the Chachomim with reference to a kisui teni. Teni is a basket, velokachto hatene, velokach hakohen hatene. It's a posuk in Parshas Kisovo, which has a metal lid or cover. Normally, as we learned already in this perek, kisuyim, covers of kelim, are not mekabel tuma. However, the kisui teni seems to be not a flat lid, but a lid which, when it is turned upside down, has a base kibul. It can contain liquid or whatever. Nevertheless, the Chachomim back in Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Vov believe that a kisui teni, a metal one, we're speaking of a metal kisui, is not mekabel tuma, because normally it is not used to contain anything. It is used to cover this basket. However, Rabbi Gamliel believes that a kisui teni is mekabel tuma, because it does have a base kibble if it is turned upside down. And therefore, sometimes it is turned upside down to be used as a receptacle and not as a lid. Our Mishnah is following the Chachomim, and that is that an ordinary kisui teni of mateches, of metal, is not mekabel tuma. But what about a kisui teni? Now let's read the Mishnah Vov. Kisui teni shel mateches she'osa bo maro. Suppose he has made out of this lid a mirror. He's polished it, rubbed it in such a way that it now reflects his image and he can use it as a mirror. Rabbi Yehuda mitaher. Rabbi Yehuda says, nevertheless, it is not mekabel tuma. Just by becoming a mirror does not make it a utensil. However, v'chachomim mitamin, the Chachomim say it is mekabel tuma, because a mirror is a kli b'fnei atzmo, a mirror is a utensil, and therefore it is mekabel tuma, not because it has a base kibul, not because it can be used as a receptacle, but because it now is a useful instrument. It's a mirror, and as such, it's mekabel tuma. The Mishnah continues, maro shenishbero, a mirror of metal, which breaks, but still the fragments of it can still be used as a mirror. Just because it's broken doesn't mean it uses its capacity to reflect images. So it depends on the size of the fragments. Im eino mares rov haponim, if the fragment cannot reflect most of a human face, tohora, then it is not mekabel tuma. It is basically a useless fragment of what was once a good mirror. That's Mishnah Vov. Mishnah Zayin, there are various interpretations of Mishnah Zayin. And we'll follow one of the approaches. It's the approach which the Bartanura discusses, the Raivad, the Tosfos Yom Tov, other Meforshim. Kelei Matchos, Mitame'in u'mitaharin shivurin. Let's translate these words literally. Metal kelim can become tomei and can become tohor, broken. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. This means that if a metal utensil became tomei because it came into contact with a mace, with a corpse, or it became tomei because it was under the same roof as a corpse, breaking it into pieces effectively makes it tohor. Unlike complete kelim, which if they become tomei lemeis, the only way they can become tohor is through the hazo'o, is through the sprinkling of the water of the ashes of a poro aduma on the sixth, on the third and seventh day of their tumah. So that if a keli, a full, complete keli, metal keli, becomes tomei on Sunday, let's say on Monday, right? So you must sprinkle it with this water, which is described, of course, in Parshas Chukas, and which we will study about in great detail in the Mishnayos of Maseches Pora some many months from now. So if it became tomei on a Monday, it requires hazor, it requires to be sprinkled with the mechatos, with this water, on Wednesday, which is day number 3, and again on Sunday, which is day number 7. Then it becomes tohor. But, says Rabbi Eliezer, metal kelim, which became broken, do not require any tahara through the process of hazor. They become tomei, tumas meis. They do not require the hazor, the sprinkling. This is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, einon mitaharin elo shleimen, meaning, they can only become tohor in the same way that shleimim, that intact kelim, can become tohor. Meaning, they have to, these fragments of a metal keli which became tomei, even though now the keli has been broken into fragments, the fragments require the hazo'o on day 3 and on day 7 in order to become tohor. Ketzad, how does this work? Hizo aleihe. If you have a metal kli, a metal utensil, metal vessel, which has become tomei b'meis, and on day 3 on a Monday, on day 3 it was sprinkled with the necessary water, so that's hizo aleihe, number 1. Then two, nishpiru bo bayom, and that same day, it became tomei on a Monday. It was sprinkled on Yom Shlishi, which is Wednesday. On that same day, Wednesday, it was broken into bits. The Mishnah continues, hitichon, if the metal fragments were melted down, and a new vessel was created, v'chozar v'hizo aleihem shenis b'bayom, and on that same Wednesday, you sprinkle the reconstituted vessel a second time on that same Wednesday, and it requires a sprinkling, because after a metal keli is reconstituted, it reverts to its originally tumor. Says Rabbi Eliezer, hare elu tahorin. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This reconstituted keli is now tohor. These fragments now put together are tohor, are pure. So holds Rabbi Eliezer, because in his opinion, the shvira, the breaking of the kelim, is effective as a substitute for the sprinkling of the water. And since it became broken after it was once sprinkled, so sprinkled with water on day 3, which in our example is on a Wednesday morning, and then it became broken on Wednesday afternoon, you do not have to wait until Sunday, day 7, to sprinkle it a second time. But since it has now been melted together and made into a new vessel, although that new vessel normally will revert to its original tumah, no, in this situation, it's been broken. And if on that same day, Wednesday, you sprinkle water on it again, it is tohor. Even if it was broken and repaired on the same day that the first hazo'o was made. This is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Again, And Kaylee became Tomei on Monday. Hizo Aleihem. Review that phrase in the Mishnah. Hizo Aleihem. It was sprinkled with the Mechatos, with the Hazor, on Wednesday morning. Nishpru Boba Yom, and it was broken that Wednesday. Hiticha, and melted and reconstituted. V'choza v'hizo aleihem shenis boba yom. And you again sprinkle it a second time that Wednesday. So these fragments were first part of a keli, which was sprinkled with hazor rishon on yom shlishi. Then these fragments were broken into fragments. This keli was broken into fragments. So you have the first hazor, and you have a shvira. And then you have a second hazor on that same Wednesday, boba yom, harel tahorin. These fragments, now in the shape of a reconstituted keli, are tohor. So says Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, no, Rabbi Yoshua objects. And he says, Ein hazoya pochos mishlishi yushvi. There's no such animal. There's no such thing as two sprinklings on day three, in our example on Wednesday, effectively removing the tumah from a metal kli. Even if it was broken and reconstituted between the two hazos. Hazos require that they be done on Yom Shlishi and Yom Shvi. In our example, when the metal vessel became tomei mace on a Monday, you've got to do a sprinkling on day three, Wednesday, and again on day seven, Sunday, and there's no way around that. So holds Rabbi Yehoshua. Again, there are a variety of opinions here. The Rambam has a slightly different approach. The Gaon, the Gro, has an entirely different approach to this Mishnah. But we have explained it following most of the Meforshim, the majority of the Meforshim, on these two Mishnayos. Tomorrow, Amir Hashem, when we study Mishnah Ches, the last Mishnah of the 14th Perek, we will have an even more difficult and intricate apparatus, which we will be discussing. But for now, we have explained Mishnah Vav and Mishnah Zayin of Perek Yud Daled as simply, as clearly as I can, and we have concluded lesson number 55.